Welcome to the Midday for Tuesday.
Good afternoon, Norman.
Good afternoon, Stephanie.
And good afternoon to Evan Richards. He is here. He's a member of the Madison Savoyards, a board of directors member. He's the secretary of the board, the videographer, the DVD producer, and Lord High Webmaster.
And in charge of baked goods, too, I suppose.
And thank you for inviting me.
Welcome to...
It's always fun to talk about.
Well, it's summertime. It's time for Gilbert and Sullivan.
Exactly.
And that's what you're doing, and Madison comes together and enjoys these performances. I'm sure people come from other parts of the state as well.
We even have regulars from California that plan their vacation around it.
Well, my goodness.
Which is a reasonable thing to do, actually.
Well, so, do you hear us, California? Come on over.
You know, speaking of the caliber of the company, the Madison Savoyards, you just released a brand new DVD of last year's performance.
We did.
And it got some rave reviews in Fanfare magazine, and one of the quotes was that... there were some outstanding singers that have exceptional voices rarely heard in community theater productions, which I thought was a really wonderful testament to what you're doing here.
We have been very pleased. Fanfare has reviewed our DVDs for, I think, now 3 or 4 years. And it's always hard when you're local. You know, how good is it mm-hmm. on a national and international standard? And they've held up very well. They said about our Mikado that if you want a complete Mikado on DVD and comparing us with the professionals, ours is the one to get. So that's very pleasing.
And you do them now in widescreen and surround sound and all of that wonderful technology.
Right. And as soon as it's economically feasible, we'll release them in high def.
I thought you were going to say 3D.
That'll be next. Well, we're here to talk about what you're performing coming up soon. What is it?
HMS Pinafore opens Friday evening and has 6 performances this weekend and the following weekend. That will be our 48th annual summer production. Started in 1963, and the 7th time that we have done Pinafore.
Congratulations.
So we're quite excited about that.
So you cycle through there, let's see, 12 Gilbert and Sullivan operettas in the canon, give or take one or two, depending upon
how
you count.
It's either 12 or 13. I'd have to, you start with Trial by Jury.
Chronologically.
Chronologically. The Thespis is lost. If anybody finds it, we'll put it on.
Check your attic.
And the two most rarely performed are Utopia Limited and The Grand Duke, which were the last two. And Madison Savoyards has done both of those, so we claim to have done them all.
But there are probably, 5 or 6 that you kind of concentrate on.
Well, the most performed are the what's known now as the Big Three, although that changes with time. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's Pirates of Penzance, probably because of the Joseph Papp production 20 years ago or whenever it was, HMS Pinafore, and the all-time champion is the Mikado.
Mm-hmm. Well, meanwhile, back on the Pinafore, you have some... excerpts that you've brought from one of the other kind of standard performances and give us kind of a taste of what Gilbert and Sullivan sounds like and what your performance will sound like. And we'll kind of wend our way through a little bit of this in the course of the next 20 minutes or so, including the introduction and opening chorus. Word there.
That was Charles McCarris conducting the Welsh National Opera Orchestra. He just passed away last week, so it's really nice to hear this recording. Evan Richards, our guest today, a board member of the Madison Savoyards, brought that in. And Macaris was known as a real fan and interpreter of Gilbert and Sullivan.
He was, and he arranged or composed, whatever you would call it, a ballet, Pineapple Pull, mostly from Gilbert and Sullivan tunes, but some Sullivan without Gilbert tunes in there, too. Makes a great trivia contest for GNS fans.
Sure, yes. Yeah, Sullivan providing music outside of his collaboration with Gilbert, which was a kind of a rocky, stormy collaboration, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. They were, they were critical for each other, and they both benefited greatly. There's a lot more of the of Gilbert in the music and Sullivan in the lyrics than most people give them credit for the better. And that's one reason why the last two, Utopia Limited and Grand Duke, did not fare as well, because they had just had this huge quarrel after Gondoliers, and they were both in the mood not to rock the boat, so they didn't do this normal...
Did their own little yeah, part of the thing.
Right. So that was very helpful that they were in each other's face quite a bit.
Well, they had a lot of challenges, even with Pinafore, in terms of their contract with the previous theater, and I think I read that that theater sent thugs over to grab the scenery from their production because they felt that they still owned the
exactly.
The
that
rights.
Was the Comedy Opera Company was the first incarnation of this, and there were other stockholders. And there was some dispute about whether Pinafore was part of this or not. And actually, the Marine Guard that was about to take Corcoran down to the brig in the second act, they had bayonets. And they actually got rid of these interlopers.
Well, nothing like props that...
Not the operetta to attack when you have armed cast.
Well, you know, this operetta, just the name of it, HMS Pinafore, the word pinafore, which is a woman's apron or a girl's little, you know, dress, as the name of a great British warship. Right there, you already have kind of that comedy juxtaposition that they like to play with.
You do. It's a catchy name. Sticks in the mind.
You know, I was going to ask you what the premise of it was, but it occurs to me the premises of these things can be so complicated that it's probably best not to even try to summarize it in a few words.
I agree. Opera plots, trying to explain them or get the logic of them, is a losing proposition.
And
we'd be here all afternoon.
Well, maybe you could summarize it with saying that it's a commentary on social classes.
That's the main driving force of this. And there's quite a bit of comedy about this tendency in government for people to be appointed to
things that
they have no experience. Of course, that doesn't happen today.
Never happens
anywhere.
That's right.
Well, hardly ever.
Well, the first Lord of the Admiralty, I think it was speculated that that was really modeled after, was it W.H. Smith?
Right.
Who had recently been appointed.
Right. He was the fellow that started these newsstands that exist today.
We still go into W.H. Smith in the airports.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Huh? That's him. So he got to be First Lord of the Admiralty with no experience at all. So Gilbert had a lot of fun with that. In fact, it got to be an issue. They called him Pinafore Smith behind his back. Orders were issued not to play anything from Pinafore, the Marine bands. But one time he went down to Devonport, to launch a ship dedicated, and the band played When I Was a Lad.
So, hard to escape, I guess. It was that popular. Kind of a dubious claim to fame for him.
What would you like to hear?
Here's a tribute to gallantry, my gallant crew from Pinafore.
My gallant crew, good morning.
Sir, good morning.
I hope you're all quite well.
Quite well. And you, sir?
I am in reasonable health.
If you choose and want you more for the great captain of the Pinafore, if you choose and want you more for the captain of the Pinafore.
The one of the most famous tunes in English, all of English music, and of course some famous words there too.
My Gallant Crew, again performed by the Welsh National Opera Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Charles McCarris. HMS Pinafore will be performed this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the following weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, by the Madison Savoy Arts in Music Hall on campus at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And Evan, you mentioned a pretty interesting fact.
Interesting coincidence that Pinafore was premiered in London in May of 1878. 1878 was the year that Music Hall was built. So
not only will you have period sets and costumes, but you'll actually be performing in the building that was built when the piece was written.
Exactly.
Wow.
Got everything
it's
but
perfect.
The cigar smoke floating up into the roof.
Now, do you have an orchestra that will perform with or accompany?
Oh, yes. We always have an orchestra. That was one of the founding principles of the Savoy Arts, to actually have an orchestra. The music can really only be appreciated fully with that orchestral sound. And this it's about 26, 27 players. So it's a full pit. That is not common practice. I won't mention any names. That would probably not be a good thing to do. But there are traveling companies from large cities on the coast that visit important venues in Madison, and they will bring maybe 15 players or less.
Hardly a full crew for something like Pinafore.
And Music Hall is a nice, intimate place where you're close to the music, you're close to the action, and you also have some very good singers and actors. Who's performing?
Oh, my goodness. We have a blend of people who are doing it, are having lead roles for the first time, and some that have been here before. Captain Corcoran is played by Ryan Thorne. He's a veteran of several years. For people that live in the Madison area and saw Sunday's paper, there was a nice article about Molly Spivey, who is playing Buttercup, who is a veteran, but not in a principal role.
This will be her first principal role, and I think following in the footsteps of her sister, if I read that article correctly.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Dick Deadeye is a fellow who actually lives and works in Iowa, is taking lots of time off because he loves this and is just hanging around with us and doing the role of Dick Deadeye this summer.
Well, and who is your stage director?
Stage director is Terry Kiss Frank, and she's one of our veterans, has been around for a long time, has sung leading roles.
Great reputation as a singer.
Great, and has in more recent times been directing. She did Patience, if you remember, featured even a cow on stage. It was wonderful.
That requires a certain kind of directing skill that is not generally needed. It
wasn't a live cow, but...
That makes it a little easier.
Yeah. It makes it a little easier.
A little cleaner, too.
And most recently, The Mikado, which got wonderful reviews.
Well, let's hear some more. Barcarolle being very appropriate because that's a boat song. And, of course, we have a very big boat in the Pinafore. A chorus, Now Give, and the famous one, I Was a Lad, all from Pinafore, and this performance featuring the late Sir Charles McCarris and the Welsh National Opera.
Ship Ivine was the only ship that I ever had seen.
Was the only ship we ever had seen.
But that kind of ship so suited me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
That kind of ship so suited me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
The celebrated ruler of the Queen's Navy from Gilbert and Sullivan's celebrated operetta. Is that what you call them? Is that the official term for them, operettas? Pirates
David Crosby wrote a little piece about that years ago that I like. Opera is the word he used. Because of the production values, it really is an opera. And apparently that's what Gilbert and Sullivan both preferred.
And I'm sure it has some operatic demands on the singers, too.
Oh, yes.
Pinafore, no less than any of the others.
HMS Pinafore will be presented this coming weekend, July 23rd and 24th at 7:30, and then on the 25th at 3 p.m., and the following weekend, the 30th and 31st at 7:30, and August 1st as a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. in Music Hall on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Fully air-conditioned.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
In case it's
a luxury that Gilbert and Sullivan didn't always have.
That's right. And that was, it almost did in the initial run of Pinafore in London until, because of the heat, and you can imagine what it's like in hot weather in an unair-conditioned theater. Sullivan was conducting the Covent Garden Promenade concerts, put together a little medley of the tunes from Pinafore, and ticket sales started to improve, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Really like a good medley to bring people back to the full show.
Well, the music is great, and in this case, the costumes, the acting, the singing, the playing, it'll be a wonderful multimedia event. It's being put on by the Madison Savoyards, and if you'd like tickets and information, you can call 608-265-ARTS, A-R-T-S, or you can go online to madisonsavoyards.org. Our guest has been Evan Richards. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Always a pleasure, a harbinger of summer, to have you here.